Sean and I have always been into music, whether it was listening to it, discussing it, or playing it. We actually, you know, even played in little bands that we made up when we were very young, using coffee cans and acoustic guitars, and that kind of built as we got older. We got real instruments. You know, and at one point we kind of got into different bands, playing different types of music. But we would still get together every now and again, and had this little project which eventually became The Scallions.
I would actually make up these fake album covers of these bands with me and Mike and like two imaginary members. And, you know, we'd make up these names of these albums and such, and then I would write like special limited edition includes tour book and all this stuff. It wasn't until I saw the Night Flight special in The Residence, which just changed my life forever, because I just finally found a band that was just so hardcore into like the different packaging and limited pressings and everything, and I just never experienced a band that was just so hardcore into it, and that's what I was into.
We were just completely blown away by that music and the visuals to go along with it. Amazing songs, amazing videos. So Sean, for my birthday, actually bought me the commercial album, and we just kind of got even further into it and just started trying to emulate those songs.
So besides the music being like nothing I've ever heard before in my life, it was also the way they ran their record label and the way they promoted their products that I fell in love with, and I still use those ideals to this day.
With a band like The Scallions, it wasn't like a punk band or anything like that that had a name, you know, like The Scallions. That said a lot in itself, that, you know, this is, you know, this was different kind of stuff. And he would always talk about it, and I would even hear snippets of stuff every now and then, and it was very experimental. And but you know, I never looked at it as being experimental, because it's just, if you know Sean and his brother, it's just in their person, it's their personality types. I mean,
it was actually September of 1990 that we like officially started doing this thing, The Scallions, even though it was for ourselves, but I remember it because it was kind of exciting.
Early on, it was just too much like The Residents, and eventually we found, I think anyway, our own style and own sound.
I decided to actually show somebody who was really in the know, and that would be a guy named Tom Timoney, who at the time was running a label called Tectones, which was a branch off of The Residents' Rough Records.
Yeah, Sean called up and said, oh, I make music, and I said, send some music out, and he sent some music out, and it was sort of reminiscent of our label, Ralph Records, at the time, but very interesting. But I saw that he had, unlike a farther to the left esoteric kind of thing, he sort of incorporated it into commercial kind of music and had an interesting rhyme to the music, so.
I actually sent him a tape, and he wasn't expecting too much, but when he got it, he thought it was pretty good, and he wanted to use one of the songs on a CD compilation.
They were the first people signed up. Unfortunately, the record was never released.
And it wasn't until later on where we actually struck up a deal, and he was the first person to put out our first album.
After some generations of listening to different tapes that they send of some interesting songs, we put out Mud Pie on our esoteric music group.
This will be the first time that we had actually had a release, you know, being put out and people could hear us. And that actually came out in 2000.
So we were excited that Tom wanted an album. The problem was he wanted it in 2 weeks. You know, we had mentioned we had a lot of material, but we just, you know, we didn't know what to put on it. We wanted it to all kind of to go together and be somewhat cohesive, so we weren't sure, so it was kind of a scramble. And I think we were probably in the middle of recording some other things as well, so we just tried to pull it all together, and that's kind of the story of The Scallions. A lot of the last minute, just, you know, on the fly, trying to get stuff together.
To me, Mud Pie was a cool record because it followed that Residents tradition, or the Ralph Records thing of releasing limited product, numbered and all that stuff. So that was really cool for me.
It's a decent little album. I don't think it's quite where I wanted us to be, but we were working towards something. And, you know, it was on Tom's label, and we sold a few copies, and that was it.
It was a very interesting record. Unfortunately, at the time, I was having a life crisis and was changing professions, and we put it out and we're going to do other projects, but we closed the label instead. And
we started working on new material, but a little while after Mud Pie came out, Tom just decided to just try something different. Even though Tom was going to close shop, we still were going to release our independent singles, and you know, we were still going to release like low-key items like that, you know, limited edition and all that stuff. But the thing is, I wanted an actual company to release our product, you know, for real, you know, actually in the stores or whatever. The most unlikely of all situations happened. We ended up securing a deal with Chuck D from Public Enemy.
Sean went to a Public Enemy video shoot and was able to hang out with Chuck then. And I guess he had talked to Chuck the next day, and Chuck asked us to open a couple of dates for him, which was amazing. Again, the whole Scallions sort of last minute scramble panic. We don't have a band. So we had called some guys that we were each in groups with. They were nice enough to help us out, and I think they were into it, and we kind of started rehearsing.
And the live situation was just going to be the four of us out there. So it took a while to feel out the songs and decide what they wanted to change to make it come across live, because obviously there was a lot of things that we couldn't do.
Sean had given me a call and said, hey, you know, I'd like you to play bass. We're going to put together, you know, some songs, and we got some dates with Public Enemy and Dilated Peoples. You know, I was ready to jump on that because that's a great opportunity and that's a great way to genre jump again.
We rehearse about three or four nights a week for those 6 weeks prior to the shows, and that first night in Worcester was it was pretty scary, I gotta say. It was nobody really knew what to expect as far as what they were about to see in the audience, and we didn't even know how they were gonna take us.
You know, you're talking about playing the Scallion style music in front of a predominantly rap crowd.
For me, this was a really fun time because we got to open up for Public Enemy, which I never in a million years thought that, you know, we'd be even be playing with them.
And Chuck was one of the greatest guys. I mean, when I first met him, he acted like he's known you for years and years and makes you feel so comfortable, and he's just very accommodating and, you know, willing to obviously to help all of his bands, and he wants to see the, you know, the best for everyone.
And this is the first time that we weren't actually doing our own artwork, because on Slam Jams with the MP3s you can download, there was also artwork, almost like a 45 cover or something, you could download that. And this guy MG, who actually did Public Enemy's album in 2002, did the artwork for it, and he's been doing stuff ever since. He's an amazing graphic artist, and he started designing the covers for our online singles, and the stuff looked great. Through the Public Enemy message board, I started meeting so many different, like, talented people, and a person that I met was C-Doc from the band The Impossibles.
I first heard the music of the Scallions off of MP3s I downloaded from slamjams.com. My group, The Impossibles, was already affiliated with the label, and Chuck had uploaded some tracks from the Mud Pie record, I believe. And I was really impressed.
He took a liking to our style. He ended up remixing one of our songs and everything, and then he asked me to play guitar on The Impossible's album, Slave Education. The significance of this is that Chuck decided to take a few key acts from the MP3 world and actually release them to the, you know, the retail market.
When we moved into a realm where we were going to be releasing product offline, I pushed for the Scallions. I was a big proponent of their music, and Chuck had tossed the idea around of adding them to the lineup, and then he wasn't sure, and they were working on their Agony Through Ceremony record, but it was taking a while.
We had been working on material all along when Chuck asked us to do the album. It just got to be a little more difficult. We've always had full-time jobs, and then I bought a house, the studio had to be relocated, and, you know, just also renovating the house, so just there wasn't a lot of time left, but we made do with what we had available to us.
Our main influence was completely 70s pop. All the stuff on AM that we grew up with and still listen to, I mean, I still love it and everything, but we really wanted to go for those kind of sounds, those like analog 70s sounds, from the drum sounds to the just the different productions, and I think that was like a driving force.
We got together at their studio, which was adorned with lots of crazy Kiss paraphernalia, which I thought was pretty cool. And it was just kind of magical night with these balmy breezes going and stuff, so when we got in there, it was just like really, really mellow. And these guys were real patient with everything. We did several takes, and as I recall, when they heard the one that they wanted, they knew it right away. So I like that kind of decisiveness in a person as well, especially in a recording session.
Well, yes, it's interesting that Sean and Mike told me that they are working with Ronaldo Maloof and Molly, who sang with the Residents in many of shows. How people grow up and they can work with people that they grew up with, you know, the people that they admire and stuff. It's an interesting cycle of life.
I'm singing. I recorded my stuff here in a bathroom and sent it to them. And so I guess I'm on one song, and we're probably going to do more stuff together in the future.
So when the Scallions asked me to remix Gladys, oh no. Now, I thought the song was so good, I only felt moved to practice Respect. Well, you know, okay, Respect tinged with some strangeness. That's if you think adding bursts of yodeling to the song was strange.
It took us many years to complete our second album, but the album is called Agony Through Ceremony. And the significance of that title was our uncle passed away, and it was almost like what I was feeling at the time. And my brother shared the same grief, obviously, but it was a title that just stuck.
But, you know, it, near the end, it really came together and seemed like things just fell into place and we had an album. I was really happy with the collection of songs we had.
And finally, we got to the point where they finished the album and Chuck got a copy of the record and he said, okay, we're going to roll with the Scallions.
So working with the Scallions and the Scallions working with Slam Jams gave an opportunity to Rise where they could do videos.
Well, they went off and did their thing, their little tour with Slam Jams for a while, and then we came back and shot the video, and that was really fun.
Shooting videos was kind of a new experience for us. We had shot one before years ago for a song called Wally, but that was kind of just a joke thing we did. Nothing serious. So it was hard kind of playing to the camera and lip syncing and that kind of thing, just getting into that whole mindset.
Sean and Mike brought me back on board for that and said, hey, you know, we can do these videos and be great to have you in them.
We were able to stretch from the usual hip-hop video conventions and things I had been working on and really expand things and try different things, try different ideas, try different effects, and really come up with something creative that would lend itself as a visual interpretation to the music.
But C-Doc and his crew did an amazing job. These videos look phenomenal.
I think the greatest thing about the album and everything is Chuck gave us complete artistic freedom. I don't think anybody would tell us, you know, you gotta change your style or whatever, because then we just wouldn't release it. Not that we're some, you know, ego cases or big rock stars, but it's just, I think we have artistic integrity and we're not gonna change our style for anything. I mean, if that was the case, we'd just assume make records for ourselves again.
Not only for me, as a musician, to be working with the Scallions, but it also opens the doors for a lot of people they're going to have the opportunity to hear this album when it gets released and get visuals that also can go along with the music that they are creating.
The long and the short of it is I feel I'm dealing with brilliant people with brilliant ideas, and it's a real privilege to be a part of it.
I think this is like our most complete, most realized final release that we've had. I mean, we had our first album, but then we had all of our little albums for ourselves. We've released and sold some singles and everything, but I think this is the most complete Scallions product.